Good morning. We are learning Chai Adam, Klal Yud Zayin. We're looking at Siman Tes Zayin, so you saw the first line of Siman Tes Zayin. Let's finish off the Siman. We did not tzarek lidmer, so you saw Begay Bashalir, and we did not the Gemara. The shul has to be built in the highest place in the city. And the height of the shul should be taller and higher than other buildings in the city, which are used for tashmish. Towers, those type of things are not our concern. But buildings which are people are living in and working in and using, the shul should be higher than all of those. That's Mikra Din. And Shenemar, the Rebbe is basically Kano, the Pasuk says that we should lift up and make high basic Kano. A person would build a house, a building which is taller than the basic Knesses. We could actually, Medina of the Gemara, we could actually force the person to cut down his building and make it lower. That should not be higher than the shul. Achshav, Shemus Amalchus Abenei Amoy. We're living in a society which is no way that we have the power and control over the society to make sure that the shul is the highest place. People build as they wish. They're not Jewish or they're not frum, and they don't care about this issue, and they're building houses at any size. So therefore, it became the person who could be careful, he builds his house taller than the shul, that's not a problem. We don't deal with that issue because either way, you're not fulfilling the Rebbe as Beis Elokeinu to make sure that the Beis Elokeinu is the highest point. So it's not so much your action is the result, and the result is not going to be. So therefore, you have no issur. You're not prescribed. That action is not prescribed that you cannot do. It is Roy, the Mishabura points out, to try not to do it anyway. The question which comes up is nowadays people do not seem to be machmed on this point. One understanding we have is we're talking about the Chutz Loretz, etc., where we don't have control over the city. But even in Eretz Yisrael, where there are Jewish cities which are frum, etc., they do not seem to be machmed at this point. So a few things. So Samus points out that once one shul, there are multiple shuls in a city, once one of them is tall enough, you fulfill this halacha, and then the other ones do not need to be in the highest point. The Moshe of Dirshu, in the Dirshu Mishabura, they have their ha'aris and comments on the side. It's called Moshe of Dirshu. So in Moshe of Dirshu, in the Numadura, in Simen Kufnun, Arachayim Simen Kufnun, in Ha'or number 18, he brings that people are not mocked by this nowadays. That Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal questioned, he doesn't understand really why that people are not mocked by this point. But he brings from Rabbi Yashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv says, a Shitas Habi'iri, that the point is not so much from the outside that it should be the highest, it should be from the inside. So if the average normal house, the height of your ceiling is 8 feet, 10 feet, and the shul should be 12 feet. So even if the fact that you have apartment buildings which are taller, but each apartment of its own is not of greater height than the way you build the architecture of the shul, which is a much higher building inside. So that would be the fulfillment of this din. So he says, even though that opinion is a chiddush, but that's an understanding of what we rely on when we are buildings like that. And the fact there are multiple floors, each, that's not to say you're making something higher than the shul, because clearly you hold the shul in greater esteem by the fact that it has a much more high, beautiful architecture as opposed to your apartment, multiple apartments. If a person would want to build a mansion with a very tall ceiling, taller than that of the shul, that would be inappropriate, and then a person should not do that. Okay, at this point, we're going to skip, Bez Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim, we're going to skip. So the We're going to skip that from Siman Tezayin till Siman Mem Gimel, which will see a few more points about the halachas of building a shul. So we're going to do Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, and then Mem Hey. And then after we do Mem Gimel, Dalet, Mem Hey, we're going to skip to Nun Gimel, which deals with the responsibility of joining into the minyan. We're talking about building the shul. Everybody should be mishtatav building the shul. Then we're talking about everybody should be mishtatav and taking part of the minyanim. That'll be the gimel, nundalad, nundhei, nundvav, and nundzayin, which is the end of the simon. And then I would like to go back and touch on a few more points about the shul. So that'll be in simon membeis. And then some lachas about teshmi shekedusha, which will be simon memches. And Mem Ches and say Nun and Nun Aleph. So and that's going to be the order of the simon. So again, just to review, we're going to skip, we're going to do from Mem Gimel through Mem Hey, that's 43 to 45, and then Nun Gimel to Nun Zion, that's 53 to 57. And then we're going to go back to Mem Beis, which is number 42. And then Mem Ches, and Nun Aleph. And that'll be the end of the simon. Have a good day.